Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And today we have a topic-based writing. It's called The Person Who Influences Me the Most.
Okay, so who is this person for you?
Oh man, I thought about it, but yeah. I feel like I have a lot of people that I want to talk about. Because I have a lot of, you know, of course my family. There's a lot of people for me to choose, but I really can't just choose one.
Yeah, so it's not just about like people around you. Actually, it could be someone like a celebrity or someone famous that influence you a lot. So,
a lot to choose, right? What about you?
For me, yeah, it's pretty much the same thing for me. I cannot think about that one person.
Right.
But if I'm doing this in the exam, I'll probably choose a teacher. Teacher,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because teacher will be, review your
essay. Oh, so smart. Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll teach you some tricks that you can write for this article. So, let's take a look. Alright, so let's take a look at our writing prompt so we can read it in Chinese first so you guys can understand what we need to do.
Okay, 所以呢今天我们的主题写作呢要来写一篇叙述文，要叙述谁呢？要叙述这个影响你最深的人哦。我们看一下这个提示了，他说呢每个人一生之中呢会受到身边许多人的影响，可能是家人、朋友或是师长。请呢叙述一位对你影响最深的人以及他如何影响你，并且呢举例具体说明，文长呢至少120个单词，文分两段。
Okay, so our topic is the person who influences me the most. So, every person has someone that they really admire. It could be a family member, a friend, or a teacher. We need to describe a person that has influenced you the most and talk about how that person influenced you. And, you should give examples of, what did they do or why you feel that way. This writing needs to be at least 120 words and then written into two paragraphs. So, I asked about you this earlier, and I think we had a little bit of time to think. So, who is the person that influences you?
Yeah, like we said, it's like a lot of people.
Yeah.
I remember something my Portuguese friend told me. It's like you've been to a place, so something of this place has changed because of you. You also changed a bit because of this place. I think it's pretty much the same when it comes to like interactions between one and another. Like people, you interact with them and they change you, you change them, so... Yeah, it's really hard to pick just one.
I know, right? And that's true. I think every person you meet in life gives you like a special purpose. So they teach you certain things. They teach you lessons. They teach you how to maybe become a better person.
Yeah, and, even someone you don't like.
Yeah, exactly. Even like your enemies or someone you don't like, don't just think, oh my God, I hate them. Like, I don't want to be friends with them. Actually, maybe there is something to learn from that experience or from that person as well. So... Oh, it's very hard to choose, but I do think that Sam gave a really good hint.
Yes.
Okay, you can also write about your teacher or someone, you know, in the educational field because these are the people that, you know, they spent a whole year with you guys almost, and they're going to be reviewing your test paper. So I think maybe it will be nice to show that you appreciate them as well.
Yeah.
So
also because you spend a lot of time with them.
Yeah,
they're
you know them
well.
They're
very close to you. Yeah, so you must have lots of examples that you can give.
Exactly.
Yeah, something you did like maybe yesterday or 1 year ago or maybe the time you met them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure there must be a lot of things that you can talk about.
And I'm pretty sure there must be a teacher that you really like too. So there's a lot of wonderful people in the world. But I think if I had to pick just one person and it was like... If it's for this article, actually, I think it would have to depend. If I want to be a singer, actor, I would have to pick someone in that same field.
Okay.
I have a hard time deciding.
Like between Celine or Whitney or Mariah.
I know. Okay. I'm going to think. If I really, really had to choose, I think I'll probably talk about my family member or someone in my family because, again, you spend so much time with them that it's easy to give examples. It's easy to talk about them.
Yeah.
So I might pick my parents.
Okay, and what kind of example you are going to talk about?
Well, I do look up to both of my parents,
mm-hmm.
and I think I might give an example about how they really took care of me when I was younger, mm-hmm. and how they made a lot of sacrifices. And I think I might mention something like, oh, they worked really hard to send me to like a good school, or
mm-hmm.
they worked really hard to let me take the classes I want to take, and they gave me the freedom. So I think maybe I'll pick my parents and I'll give examples about the sacrifices that mm-hmm. they made for me.
That's actually a very good idea. Like we said before, pick someone that you are really close to. So, yeah, you have a lot of things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about you?
For me, I would probably pick someone like my friends or,
mm-hmm.
okay, like we said before, maybe I should pick my enemy.
Oh.
Yeah, especially when you are working in the office, there must be people trying to sabotage you. Or maybe they are doing this like they don't even know they are sabotaging you. But
yeah,
they are not trying to, but
this person influenced me not to be like them.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe you learn something from them.
That's
or
true.
Maybe you see yourself like, why they hate me? There must
be
a reason.
In a
maybe
different
something
way.
I said, maybe something I did. So... yeah, they also influenced me a lot.
That's good. I like how you changed your perspective on it because a lot of times people are like, oh my God, this person hates me. I hate them too. And you think about it in a very negative way. But I think it's good that you kind of turned it around and became really positive about it.
Yeah,
so,
world peace.
Yes. You're like
Universal.
A monk. Yeah. Namaste. Miss Universe.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, so we've kind of brainstormed a bit. We can continue with our writing process. We can look at our outline now. So remember, when you write an essay, you need to include an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. So our outline needs to have that. An introduction, body, the reasons why you find that person influential or why that person influences you, and then a conclusion.
Okay, 所以呢跟平常写作一样，今天呢我们还是一样，我们呢要把我们的主题句写下来，定下呢整个文章的脉络。那这边呢你要选的人哦，刚刚我们已经有很多的想法，不管是你的家人啊，是老师，还是一个名人，甚至是一个这个历史人物，你读了他的传记时候觉得影响力很深等等，这些呢都可以当做我们文章的主题。但注意到考试之中，我们就不要选太多人，不要太过发散。选一个人好好的发挥。那这边呢提醒你同学几个要注意的重点了。今天呢我们要来描述一个影响你最深的人。OK, 所以呢我们要让读者来认识他，了解他怎么影响你，发生过什么事情。所以今天这是一篇我们开头就讲过了叙述文。
嗯哼，
叙述文呢，不论叙述的是人、事还是东西呢，文章呢必须一定要有什么重点呢？首先一定要有这个主题哦。主题呢，像今天的文章呢，我的主题可能就是影响我最深的这个人。OK, 他是一个什么人？我可能就要讲，比方说是我的老板、我的爸爸、我的妈妈。OK, 这个人一定要选出来，这个是我们的主题。再来呢，你要描述这个细节，比方说我是怎么认识他的啊 ？OK, 我们之间的关系怎么样？让读者呢知道说你跟他之间的关系。最后呢，我们可以举个例子，知道说他是怎么影响你。最后下一个结论，比方说。哦，他使我呢这个变成一个更好的人，或是呢他让我变瘦，或是呢他让我变得很坏心等等，这些都可能是我们的结论。OK, 所以注意到我们要有这些东西。那刚才讲的、哦、我们要特别注意的还有什么事情，在叙述的时候呢一定要注意到时态要一致，时态要一致，因为我们在讲一个故事，讲过去发生的事情，那我们就都用这个过去式的这个动词变化，或者是呢你要讲说未来怎么样呢，我们也可以用这个我想要遇见一个怎么样的人，你也可以用未来式，但注意到我们时态要一致，不然这个前后颠倒，这个会让读者摸不清头绪，不知道你在讲什么故事。
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's make an outline first, and we can write our first topic sentence. We're going to take a look at an example of someone else's writing.
Okay.
So their topic sentence is, one of the most influential people in my life is my best friend, Danielle.
Okay, 所以呢第一段就是我们文章的语言哦。刚刚我们已经讲过中的文章一开始开头呢最好就可以破题讲出我们的主题。那在这边我们文章就讲说影响我最深的人呢就是这个我最好的朋友 Danielle。那这个讲完这个主题句之后，我们接下来就可以写一些其他的句子来 support 我们第一段的 topic sentence。 所以我们可以想说，比方说 Danielle 是一个怎么样的人，你可以形容他的长相，形容他的个性，形容你跟他之间的关系，这个都是我们第一段落的重点。
Right, we kind of have to introduce this person as well. So that's why, for one detail I can write, we've known each other since childhood. Okay, this is someone that you really, really are close to. You can also talk about their personality. For example, Danielle is outgoing, while I am shy to try new things. Okay, so for example here, I can use Daniel is outgoing, okay, to kind of compare your personality. She's outgoing while I am shy to try new things. You can use while here because it just means whereas or but. So Daniel's outgoing, but I'm shy, to kind of show a comparison between you two, or to show a comparison between both personalities.
OK, 所以呢在这边我们看到这个范例的句子里面呢，我们用到 while 这个连接词。 while 呢你可能比较认识它是跟这个 when 意思比较像，比方说当什么时候这个另外一件事情发生，这个当。但是在这边我们非常特别的用法， while 在这边呢它中文必须要翻译成然而或者是呢但是这样的意思。它呢用来对比前后的子句，比方说呢像我们这个文章的作者就来讲说呢，这个 Daniel 呢是一个 outgoing， 他是非常外向非常乐观喜欢到处跑的人。那但是呢我是怎么样，我是一个比较 shy， OK， 我是一个很害羞不敢尝试新东西的人， OK， 但是然而， OK， 我们在这边使用的 while， 你也可以用这个 whereas 或者是 but， OK， 我们举个例子咯。 Risa felt like eating at an Italian restaurant while her husband preferred French food， OK， 丽莎呢想要去一间意大利餐厅用餐，但是她先生呢比较想吃法国菜。
Mm-hmm. Okay, we can talk a little bit more about Danielle. It says, she encourages me to get out of my comfort zone and helps me overcome my fears. Okay, so some pretty good words that we can use here. Get out of someone's comfort zone. This phrase just means, for example, a comfort zone are the things that you do that you feel comfortable and confident in doing. For example, maybe for me, speaking English is something that is within my comfort zone because it is my mother language, something that I know very well. However, maybe speaking in Japanese or speaking in a language I don't know that I learned but I don't know very well is something outside of my comfort zone because it means that I don't really feel comfortable speaking in Japanese. So when you get, for example, get me out of my comfort zone, it just means to do something that you're not very comfortable doing but you're going to try it anyway.
OK, 所以在这边我们讲说这个句子，他说他鼓励，这个 Daniel 鼓励我们的作者呢去 get out of her comfort zone, OK, 去离开他的舒适圈，去尝试不一样的事情。那 comfort zone 呢就是我们中文说的舒适圈， OK, 你可以想象一下，比方说呢躺在家里是很舒服的，这个可能就是你的舒适圈，在这个你很自在的。今天呢假如说要出门，比方说对我来讲我很讨厌I hate playing sports, so OK, 你今天叫我出门， OK, you need to play tennis with me, 那就是呢这个事情就是 outof my comfort zone、
mm-hmm.
那或者像刚刚 Tiffany 讲的，他举例他从小就是讲英文，英文是他的 mother language， 是他的母语，所以呢说英文这么简单的事情，他讲英文当然是这个 within her comfort zone， 在他的这个舒适圈里面。那如果假如说今天要讲日文或是讲这个泰文或是越南文、
mm-hmm.
OK 不熟悉说起来很尴尬，这样的事情呢就是挑战你的舒适圈，要你这个离开你的舒适圈做你不熟悉不习惯的事情、
mm-hmm. But I try them. When I go to Japan I try to speak Japanese、
yeah.
But I only know a few words. Sumimasen、yeah.Arigato,
do they understand you?
I think so. Yeah. I use a lot of sign language too, and that helps. All right, anyways, you can also try another phrase or transition.、
Mm-hmm.
So you can also say instead of, or we use this to say in place of something else. So instead of judging me for my fears, she、mm-hmm. helps me overcome them. So for example, I can say she encourages me to get out of my comfort zone.Instead of judging me for my fears, okay, instead of saying, oh, haha, you know, you're stupid for not doing this. Oh, you're really shy for not doing this. She helps me overcome them. So we can also use instead of too.
Okay, 所以呢在我们的这个范例文章里面呢，他说这个 Daniel 鼓励这个我们的作者走出舒适圈，并且帮助他克服恐惧。克服呢我们在这边使用这个动词 overcome. Okay, 那克服恐惧这件事情呢，在这边他有讲到了说 instead of judging me for my fears, she helps me overcome them. Okay, 这个呢他呢帮助我来克服这个我的恐惧，而不是这个 judging me, 而不是在这边要指指点点笑我说哎，你怎么这么胆小啊等等的。 OK, 所以呢我们在这边可以用这个而不是 instead of, OK, 这样子的片语。那而不是 instead of 怎么使用呢？我们可以在 of 加上这个 ving 或是名词哦，这个动名词的形式或者是名词。比方说我们举个例子了，我们的父母怎么样呢？ Instead of making decisions for us, our parents give us free rein to explore our own interests and life goals. OK, 我们的父母呢不替我们做决定，反而是给我们充分的自由来探索自己的兴趣和人生目标。在这边前面的 instead of 我们就用了一个分词构句， instead of making decisions for us, OK, 这个不是帮我们做决定，而是让我们自由的去探索， instead of 就可以这样子来使用。
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're done with our first paragraph. We can move on to the second paragraph and our topic sentence is, mm-hmm. Last week, Daniel took me water skiing for the first time. So here we can give examples of something that Daniel did to help you out. So she said, last week, Daniel took me water skiing for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Water skiing sounds very difficult. Mm-hmm. OK, 所以在我们的第二段呢，这个作者呢就开始讲说这个朋友具体做过了什么事情。OK, 我们再复习一下，刚刚第一段呢已经先讲了 Daniel 是一个怎么样的人，他跟呢作者的关系是什么。那第二段呢，我们就开始讲这个他具体做过的事情，借由这个真实案例呢，让读者、哦、来更加的深刻，更加知道 Daniel 是怎么来影响你，来引导到最后我们可以下一个我受到了什么样的影响这样的一个结论。
And here you can kind of talk a little bit more about your feelings too, because here maybe the writer or the person writing this is scared of the water or mm-hmm. doesn't know how to swim. So of course you will feel really scared if you don't know how to swim or if you're scared of the water. So here in the details we can say, Daniel, she patiently showed me how to use the equipment and how to move in the water, right? Because it's of course her first time.
Yeah, that's very nice of Daniel.
Yeah, well actually she kind of has to, because if she didn't teach her, it could be really dangerous for her too, right? So at least she had a good attitude about it. She was very patient, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you do things for the first time, people might not be patient with you. They might go, oh, don't you understand? Oh, and then they kind of, you know, get really impatient. But at least Daniel was like, it's okay, take your time. This is how you do this. This is how you use that. Mm-hmm. And if you fall, this is what you should do. So she was very patient with her. We can also see here, after some demonstration, she encouraged me to try it herself. So mm-hmm. Daniel showed her how to do it, and she said, okay, here, you try it. You can do it. You can try it. Mm-hmm. And then because of maybe Daniel, you know, being a good teacher and being really patient, the writer said, I had so much fun that I'm going water skiing again next weekend. Oh. Okay, so here, because you're describing a specific event, you can talk a little bit more about your feelings mm-hmm. too and how you felt. So maybe in the beginning you could say, I felt really scared going into the water because I don't know how to swim. She showed me the demonstration. I was scared to go on there or it looked easy, something like that. You can talk a little bit more about your feelings mm-hmm. too, to kind of show, you know, the whole process and to mm-hmm. give more examples and more details.
OK, 所以呢在我们这个细节的句子里面中间呢，刚刚 Tiffany 就提醒大家，你可以穿插一些你自己的感受哦，比方说这个作者觉得很害怕，他觉得一开始很害怕后来不害怕等等的，这些个人感受可以让这个文家感觉更加真实，让读者呢感觉更加的这个印象深刻。那我们看一下这几个例句哦，首先我们看到说最开始呢这个 Daniel 帮助这个作者呢，他告诉他你应该怎么做啊，怎么使用这些 equipment 就是指装备的意思，这些设备你也可以用 gear G-E-A-R OK 那这边呢他是这个 patiently OK 是很有耐心的，就描述他的态度。 patient 这个字呢当成形容词是形容很有耐心的 OK 那但是呢当成这个名词的话，我们如果要讲耐心要讲 patience OK 如果你讲 patient 是表示在这个医院里面的病人 OK 那之后怎么样呢，在几次的这个示范 demonstration 中文是示范的意思 OK 他鼓励作者呢去尝试看看这个 water skiing 就是呢在水上滑行、哦、那 encourage someone to do something 表示呢鼓励你去做什么事情 OK 我们这个用法 she encouraged me to try it OK encourage someone to do something 那呢这个作者最后怎么样呢，他呢玩得很开心 had so much fun OK 你也可以说呢 I had a great time OK 我在那个时候玩得很开心，那怎么样呢 so that OK so much fun 太多了太好玩的 that 这个词句后面接上以至于发生了什么事情 OK、
mm-hmm. And then lastly of course we need to write a conclusion, so you're kind of saying overall what do you think. So here the writer said, I'm thankful to have Daniel around to teach me that life isn't so scary after all、
mm-hmm.
Wow, so it seems like Daniel's a really really huge influence for her, because yeah, I can understand how it might feel if you're really shy and you're afraid to do things. You need someone to kind of push you and to give you that kind of, you know, nudge.
Yeah.
So when we write conclusions, I know it's kind of hard to transition into a conclusion. So you can say in the end or overall or all in all. So these are really safe transitions for you to use when you're writing about your conclusion. So I can say in the end, I had so much fun that I'm going water skiing again next weekend. And I'm thankful to have Daniel in my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 那刚刚就讲说最后结局怎么样，你可以呢直接讲说 overall 或者是呢 in the end, OK, 最后怎么样，这个是非常好用的一个用法，在讲结尾的时候。那么回头看一下，刚刚我们说这个太怎么样以至于怎么样，实在是呢太好玩了，所以以至于我下礼拜还要再去玩一次。OK, 太怎么样以至于怎么样，这个句子里面我们就使用了 so 怎么样怎么样以至于怎么样怎么样怎么样。OK, 我们的句型呢 so 后面是可以加上这个形容词或是副词。That 后面加上子句 ，That 后面引导的以至于怎么样是我们的结果。举个例子，我们可以说呢 ，Dolly sang so beautifully that the audience gave her a standing ovation. OK, 多莉呢唱歌实在是唱得太动听了，以至于呢观众起立鼓掌。OK, 这边是 so 怎么样 ，That 怎么样，如此的怎样以至于怎么样。那另外一个跟 so 相关的连接词片语 so that。OK, 当我们中间没有穿插形容词或副词，我们直接把 so that 连接在一起的时候呢，这个时候呢它则用来表示目的的意思咯，它呢就相当于 in order that。 OK, 我们可以看一下例句， Eugene prepared his outfit in advance。 OK, 尤金呢他这个提前准备他的服装 so that he could get some extra sleep the next morning。 OK, 所以呢他明天早上才可以这个睡得晚一点。 OK, 为了明天早上睡晚一点，所以他提前准备他的服装。一样的句子呢，我们可以代换成 in order that。 OK, 为了什么目的来做这件事情， Eugene prepared his outfit in advance in order that he could get some extra sleep the next morning。 OK, 为了明天早上能够多睡一会，他提前准备他的服装，为了怎么样，我们可以用 so that 或 in order that。 注意到我们 so that 中间有没有穿插形容词，意思不太一样哦。
Alright, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back。Topic-based writing. Writing sample 1. One of the most influential people in my life is my best friend Daniel. We've known each other since childhood, and we spend most of our free time with each other. Even though Daniel and I look alike, we have very different personalities. She's outgoing and enjoys adventure, while I'm shy and nervous to try new things. Fortunately, Daniel is always encouraging me to get out of my comfort zone.Instead of judging me for my fears, she helps me overcome them. Just last week, Danielle took me water skiing for the first time. Knowing how nervous I was, she patiently showed me how to use the equipment and taught me how to move in the water. After demonstrating what to do a couple of times, she encouraged me to try it myself, assuring me that I was in safe hands. In the end, I had so much fun that I'm going water skiing again next weekend.I'm thankful to have Danielle around to teach me that life isn't so scary after all. Writing sample 2. The person who has the biggest influence on me is my older brother, Vince. He is 3 years older than me, so he's already in college. Although we're brothers, we look quite different. He's tall like our dad and has grown his hair longer now that he's out of high school.He's also a lot more confident than I am. It makes everything seem easy. Vince was always one of the popular kids in school. Despite the fact that I'm more shy and awkward, he doesn't make fun of me for it. Instead, he always tries to build up my self-confidence. That's one of the reasons why Vince is such a big influence on me. Before, I wanted to be more like him, so I tried to copy his style and his personality. When he noticed me doing this, though, he told me not to try to be someone else. Instead, he encouraged me to be myself. People will like you for who you are, he said. Since then, I've become more secure in who I am. All right, so we see that, for example, choosing someone influential can be someone that helps you become a better person, like someone that helps you, you know, look at you in a different way and they help you to become a better person. So you can talk about something like that, or you can talk about how this singer influenced you to, you know, pursue your dreams, actor influenced you.
Or maybe
you.
Like the CEO, how he, how he succeeded,
Yeah, so, like a lot of people write about Steve Jobs, too.
Yeah, his story, his past.
Yeah. Exactly. Even like we said, you can use a different perspective and also talk about people you don't like maybe your enemies. Maybe this enemy is trying to teach you something here, and it's too, and it's also a good way for you to kind of look at yourself in a different light. So yeah, there's so many things that you can talk about. It's all about your perspective. All right. So that's all the time that we have for today.
Okay.
We'll see you guys very soon. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.